this first reading about from the letter to the Ephesians. See, the letter to the Ephesians has the most profound teaching in a way about the church. And it's one of the later letters of Paul. And it's very mature. What he says here, you see, is you're no longer strangers and sojourners. That is, people foreign to the people of Israel. You are Israel now. You see? You are fellow citizens with the holy ones. You know, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. You see, all the patriarchs, all the saints, Mary. Now you're part of the same reality. You see, the church and members of the household of God. Household, a big, big family. And God the Father looking after it, guiding it. And you're part of that. That's what he's saying. With Christ Jesus himself as the capstone. Through him, the whole structure is held together and grows into a temple sacred in the Lord. In him, you also are being built together into a dwelling place of God and the Spirit. So, even as we're here, 20 of us or whatever we are, we're a dwelling place for God. God dwells in us. God dwells among us. And I read something yesterday in St. Faustina in the back. Yeah, I think you know she has all these reflections on the Eucharist. And I thought I'd read one because we get so used to the Eucharist, you know. And it's only those with very pure hearts who can be that grasped every day. So we should pray for that. But as I read this, I want to read this. Today, my preparation for the coming of Jesus is brief, but imprinted deeply with vehement love. The presence of God penetrates me and sets aflame my love for him. There are no words. There is only interior understanding. I drown completely in God through love. The Lord approaches the dwelling of my heart, and after receiving communion, I have just enough presence of mind to return to my kneeler. At the same time, my soul is completely lost in God, and I no longer know what is going on about me. God gives me an interior knowledge of his divine being. These moments are short but penetrating. The soul leaves the chapel in profound recollection, and it is not easy to distract it. At such times, I touch the ground with only one foot, as it were. No sacrifice throughout such a day is either difficult or burdensome. Every situation evokes a new act of love. That's the result of the Eucharist. Now, you know, we're creatures of habit. We come, we mean well. Here we are at 7 o'clock in the morning, you know, doing our best. But it's nice once in a while to be reminded of what's really going on. See, what she says there, she's just aware of what happens to all of us. I just lost my place. Maybe that's just as well. I won't read you another one, but I will some other time. How many people have this book? Well, look in the back. You can help and be helped by that, I think, where she's reflecting on the Eucharist.